Now let's look at the different types of colleges and universities. There are different types of colleges and universities available for high school graduates from different social and economical backgrounds. The higher education comprises four categories of institutions. Number one, the university. Number two, the four-year undergraduate institution, that is a college. Number three, the technical training institution. Number four, the two-year community college. 美国有不同类型的学院和大学，提供给来自不同社会和经济背景的高中毕业生。那它的高等教育呢，包括有四类院校：第一，综合大学；第二，4年制本科院校，也叫做学院；第三，技术培训学院；第四，2年制的社区大学。Comprehensive university usually contains several colleges, like business college, law college, medical college, etc., for undergraduate students seeking for a bachelor's degree, BA or BS, and one or more graduate schools for those continuing in specialized studies beyond the bachelor's degree to obtain a master's or doctoral degree. 那综合性大学呢，通常包括几个学院，比如商学院、法学院、医学院等，供本科生申请学士学位。那学士学位包括有文学学士或者是理学学士，以及一所或多所研究生院。在这些研究生院，那些获得了学士学位的人可以继续从事专门研究，以便获得硕士或博士学位。The four-year undergraduate institute, the college, most of which are not part of a university, only offers bachelor's degree. 那4年制本科院校学院呢？其中的大部分它都不是属于这个综合性大学的分校，而且呢，它只提供本科学位。The technical training institution serves as an entrance for students to various professions. High school graduates may take courses ranging from 6 months to 4 years in duration and learn a wide variety of technical skills, from hairstyling through business accounting to computer programming. 那技术培训学院呢，是学生进入各行各业的入口，在这些学校。中学毕业生可以选修学制6个月至4年的课程，能够学到许多专门技能，包括发型设计、商务会计以及计算机编程等。The two-year community college from which students may enter many professions or may transfer to four-year colleges or universities. 在2年制社区大学，学生从这些学校毕业后可以进入许多部门就业，或是转到4年制院校。或者是综合性大学学习。Any of these institutions in any category might be either public or private, depending on the source of its funding. There's no clear or inevitable distinction in terms of quality of education offered between the institutions which are publicly or privately funded. However, this is not to say that all institutions enjoy equal prestige, nor that there are no substantial differences among them.
任何这类学校，无论属于什么范畴，可能是公立的，也可能是私立的，这取决于其资金的来源。就教学质量而言，公共投资或者是私人投资的学校没有明显或者是必然的差别。然而，这并不是说所有学校都享有共同的声誉。也不是说所有学校都没有实质性的区别。